I know it's here somewhere.
Finally.
Oh, it's time for the doctor. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Ladies and gentlemen, please take your seats. The show is about to begin.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in.
Enjoy the show.
Once again, it's that time where everybody sits back and enjoys the dulcet sounds of the doctor as I bring you geekiness from all over the multiverse that is our environs. Yes. Anyway, we've got some cool things lined up for you this week. First, we must start with an explanation of what happened to last week's podcast. It was very, very strange because my software went wonky. Don't you hate it when that happens? Yes. That's the problem with using open source software that is only at 0.26 at its release level. However, that's the software I've been using for every single podcast I've done over the last 3+ years. So who knew that it would go wonky on me just last week? Yeah. Anyway, what happened basically is everything was going along fine on the podcast, and then all of a sudden, in the middle of a song, it just went, uh-oh, I lost it. And then all you could hear was me rather than the song. And I had my mic turned off, ostensibly. So all you heard was hum, 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 dee, 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 doo, 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 as I was humming along with the music, not realizing that all you could hear was me and not the music. And then the whole rest of the show, I was talking about, listen to this, listen to that, listen to this, and there wasn't anything to listen to. And to me, the weirdest thing was at the very end when I said, well, there's that music. And, of course, you couldn't hear any music, so you probably thought the doctor had completely lost it. Which is not entirely unreasonable. But at any rate, hopefully, this week, my software will not go wonky. And if it does, I will probably have to get a Mac. I want to get a Mac anyway. But, you know, there's more podcast doohickey software out there for Macs than there is for Windows. And I really like Pod Producer. I mean, I like the software a lot, but if it's going to go wonky, sorry, okay? It's just drives me nutty. At any rate, it was quite encouraging, however, that I posted it on the web, and within 2 minutes I had an email going, oh, by the way, Dr. Bill, probably you've already been told this, but your program is all messed up. Which was always good to get an email like that. But at any rate, it at least told me people are out there listening. I like that. That's good. You know, so if you are out there, hello. Anyway, so I had a little note about that, and I replayed the song by Jonathan Colton, The Presidents, on a little addendum mini-podcast that you can go ahead and hear the rest of that song. So, also, we had a new DrBill.TV netcast that was released early last week, so it's almost, at this point, almost a week old, but still, I would encourage you to go out and watch that. There's a link on the blog. The blog, of course, being drbill.cc for computer curmudgeon, drbill.cc. Go to that blog, and you will see a link. Click here for the netcast. Click on that, and it will take you to the netcast page. You can also go there directly. See, that's what happens when your tongue gets tangled up and then trips over itself, falls down in your mouth, and goes boom. Yes. Anyway, you can go there directly by going to drbill.tv, you see, television, because it is IPTV, and so there you go. Okay, let's see. Before I get on with other items of news, I need to mention a couple of things to you. First of all, our sponsor, Citrix Systems, dude, they are awesome. And we have an offer for you that is just too good to be true. Now, it's really not too good to be true because it is true. Therefore, it is not too good to be true. You see, that would be circular reasoning, and that just doesn't work. At least that's what the Game Master tells me, and he's one of these logic expert dudes. I myself just go with the flow, you know what I mean? Anyway, the point is that you can access your PC from anywhere using Go to My PC. Now, it won't go to my PC, it will go to your PC. But if you were to say, go to my PC, you'd be referring to your PC, and that would be okay. So, it will go to your PC and allow you to access your files, access anything that you may have left on that PC that you need anywhere you might be on the internet. So, go to the link on my website in the upper right-hand corner that says access your PC from anywhere, go to my PC. Do it now! Now! Go click on it. Download Go to My PC, and you'll get 30 free days, 30 days free, either one will work. You'll get 30 days, 1 month, of absolutely free use of Go to My PC. Dude, that is pretty cool. You gotta admit that. So, do that, and also notice, there's a little thing that says Shameless Commerce Center. Click here. If you do that, click here. Then it will take you to the bottom of the page of my blog. And there you will see several Shameless Commerce Center advertisements. And I encourage you to click on every single one of them and do what it says. Buy stuff from buy.com and get $10 off. Go to the Apple Store and shop. Get your Skype, a good deal on Skype. Click here for the Wall Street Journal and GoDaddy.com. You can register your website and save 10%. Pretty cool. Yes. By the way, if you can hear mumbling in the background, it's these dudes over here on the couch who are talking to one another, and I can hear them in the headset, but they're speaking about very strange things. Perhaps they will be on the Game Master's Bin Spin later. We certainly can only hope so. You know, a Game Master and a vampire doing their own podcast together. Very odd stuff. So, join them for that on the Game Master's Bin Spin, which is available at binspin.com. Yes, the spin from Ben's brain. I've had several people write me emails saying that they miss the Game Master segment on the Dr. Bill podcast. Well, you don't have to miss the Game Master segment. We just do a very long Game Master segment, and it's called the Ben Spin Podcast. So see, you don't have to miss it. You just go listen to it over there. Over there, you can get the Ben Spin. Over here, you get the Doctor, and we both have podcasts, so there you go. Okay, anyway, got some stuff for you this week, including some geek culture. Now, you know, I could have sworn that I played this geek culture already. I looked, I scanned, I did searches on the blog. I can't see anywhere that I mentioned doing this particular geek culture song. But if I have done it before, I'm going to do it again. If I haven't done it before, I think you'll like it. Listen very closely for all the references to IRC chat and Star Trek conventions and Leonard Nimoy's costume and Farscape and other very strange geeky things. I think you'll like it. It's called Talk Nerdy to Me.
I never had much luck with girls. They never liked to read and learn. But I liked to. And if I could figure out the cosine of your heart, that'd be a good start. Oh yes it would. I never try to date offline. Use algorithms built to find my 7 of 9. So if you
staring on Farscape. You'll be my first mate, cause baby we'll be in the chat room on the IRC. Out at the VidCon, a Star Trek costume for me, down in the dungeon, role play D&D, yeah baby, it's all nerdy to me. I dress up not Jedi, and not a Klingon, guys. My face is gonna set you fry. I'll be your fanboy in my Starfleet uniform. It matches the one worn by Leonard Nimoy. So baby, we'll be in the chat room on the IRC. To me. BC, pick up that guitar and talk to me.